Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Reaction Monday, presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Go back and regroup and have a good offseason and show up next year and battle again. You know, every year is different. Feel like we did some good things this year. It wasn't enough. So, not much to say.
All right, B.O.B. doesn't have much to say. We have plenty to say. 713-572-4610. Reaction Monday. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are a Loophole. Lines are open. Let's keep it going. Let's go to Derek. Derek, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey there. Man, go for it.
Hey, I agree with everything. Get rid of O'Brien. It's over with. He's tired of him. It's over with. But the three plays that cost us the game, Lonnie Johnson, two PIs in the red zone, DeAndre Carter, the fumble, that cost us the game right there. Despite all the bad play calling, all the bad stuff, without those three, that was gifted three scores, 21 points we gave right.
I'm with you, man. And the other thing about those points, that DeAndre Carter fumble, dude's been playing with fire all year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who, when you were playing the Atlanta Falcons, he muffed it to make it a one-possession game. In another game, he caught the ball before it was going out of bounds. And for some reason, the refs threw the flag, but it should have been on him. There's been times where he hasn't caught punts he was supposed to catch. DeAndre Carter was playing with fire all season long, and eventually it just burned him, John.
Yeah,
it just completely burned him. But this is the other thing, and this is something that we were talking about during the break. I was talking to Hot Fudge Sterner and a few other people from the sales staff. Like, 95% of the people can't be wrong about Bill O'Brien, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that fan bases can be wrong and we're known for being irrational, but 95% of people who watch the Texans, who dedicate their money and their time to the Texans, can't be wrong about one guy, right?
That's a real good point. And the reason is it's one thing if you're in Baltimore. Somebody mentioned this earlier, okay? Let's say you're in Baltimore right now. And they're like, oh, they fire Jim Harbaugh. Well, that's very much the minority.
Oh, wow.
Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports. And brought to you by the mid-sized Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans.
All right, this is the biggest news that I've heard in a long time. Usually when the Texans let you down, you can just rely on the Houston Astros. This, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Houston Astros GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch have been suspended for 1 year after an MLB investigation found the team used technology to cheat during its World Series winning 2017 season. So A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow suspended for 1 year.
Wow.
For the Houston Astros.
Additionally, Major League Baseball will fine the Houston Astros $5 million and take away first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021. So this is the nuclear bomb. This is the nuclear bomb that caught on the Astros cheating with electronic devices, allegedly, and apparently the MLB seems to think it was true. Coordinating an effort to cheat and steal science from opponents. Houston Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch suspended for 1 year after the investigation based on its 2017 cheating. Additionally, $5 million in fines, and they lose their first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021. Man, there hasn't been a championship in this city that doesn't have some kind of, yeah, but. It's and this is the day after the Texans get eliminated too.
What is AJ Hinch going to do for a year? This is like
well, he's still going to be on the organization. Now, does he lose his?
This is like Bounty Gate with the Suns. I mean, with the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Hinch is not going to manage
162 games, though.
If you're just tuning in, AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow suspended for a year. Astros lose draft picks, compensation, as well as a hefty $5 million fine. Absolutely crazy. Here on a Reaction Monday. Do you think this is the only bomb that's going to drop in the next couple days? Bill O'Brien said he hadn't met with Cal McNair.
Yeah. I don't know. You never
Again,
know.
Again, I'll go back to the statement that Cal made.
Okay. Wow. This is absolutely just crippling. I mean, this is long-term effect, and I think that's what Major League Baseball was going after here. So I think Major League Baseball, let's try to interpret this for you, okay? Major League Baseball determined that the Houston Astros gained a huge advantage that helped them, and I think that's the key element here, that helped them win the World Series in 2017. So when you cheat and you are caught, and they believe that cheating helped you actually get to the World Championship, that it wasn't just some sort of, you know, coincidence and you happen to be doing it, they're gonna hurt you long term. This is very much their version of a death penalty kind of thing. I mean, you're not, you know, folding the franchise like you did with SMU, but you're giving them first and second round draft picks for 2 years, $5 million fine, and you're not going to have a manager or general manager for a year. They're telling you, you got to take a step back.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Suspended for the year. AJ Hinch, Jeff Luhnow, fines for the Houston Astros. This is why we can't have nice things in Houston. 24 freaking hours ago, John, I'm sitting here thinking about the Texans hosting an AFC championship game against the Oilers. Not a care in the world. Mm-hmm. Game kicks off. Texans wheeling and dealing. Kenny Stills, 50-plus touchdown. Boom. Block punt. Texans up 14-0.
Boom.
Tyreek Hill fumbles. Boom. Darren Fells touchdown, 21-0. Fourth and one from the 14. Field goal, damn it. Chiefs score quickly, 24-7, and then the fake punt from hell. And all of a sudden, the wheels fall off. Kansas City scores 41 consecutive points, and I have to sit there and swallow that pill in Kansas City. And then I have to get on the air. It's already bad enough that we're going to talk about this loss by the Texans. And now all of a sudden, the freaking Astros are not going to have AJ Hinch or Jeff Luhnow next year? My goodness.
This is a devastating shot, not just to the Astros for 2020 and 2021 and perhaps even beyond. It's a shot at their ring. I mean, it's tainting their championship.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you lose $5 million, your GM and your manager get suspended and you lose draft picks
that clearly,
because of what happened during that World Series run. Yeah, of course.
That's Major League Baseball saying, yeah, but. It's not just us. It's not, hey, Michael Jordan was out of the league when the Rockets won a championship. You know, some perceived, you know, impact on your championships or championship in this case. It's Major League Baseball. It's institutionally, the baseball is telling you needed this to win the championship, and that's wrong.
I just wonder if the Texans are going to drop a bomb on top of this. And you know the bomb I'm talking about.
Here at NRG?
Yes.
I mean, the odds say no. John McClain absolutely says...
What odds will you give me?
Not going to happen.
What odds will you give me that the Texans in the next couple of days drop a bomb that
well,
is...
Well, just say it, because we know what... There's only one bomb they can drop.
Bill O'Brien gets fired.
Do you think that's a possibility in the next 2 days?
Hell no!
I do.
8%. 8% chance.
I think it's possible.
I think it's less than an 8%.
I don't think 95% of people can be wrong.
No,
I don't
think Cal McNair, how we started this before.
I don't think Cal McNair is foolish, because the reality is they fired Brian Gain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They did that. They fired a GM after going 11-5. So they're willing to make brass decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They know where they are. They know that three teams have been to the AFC Championship in the AFC South the last 6 years. They know that the Titans fired their coach after winning a playoff game a couple years ago and they're where they are right now.
Yeah.
They're not dumb. They tried to hire Nick Caserio. And this is the other thing. And I think this is the biggest mistake we've made when talking about the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out on this, John. Jack Easterby, the man of mystery, but a man that we all feel, John McClain has said it many times, Jack Easterby has a lot of pull with the Houston Texans, right?
Yeah.
He's not gutless. Any guy who can get on a plane, fly to the New England Patriots ring ceremony, and apparently tamper with Bill Belichick's right-hand man and try to get that guy on a plane to Houston is not scared to make
bold
decisions.
But it's not his call. One person would make this call. Now, he might have influence on Cal McNair. I think it's less than an 8% chance.
Less than 8.
I'll say 5%.
I think it's a coin toss.
Because, wow.
Coin toss.
Really?
Coin toss.
By the way, Jim Crane is going to be speaking at 2 p.m. right at the start of our next show with Clint Sterner.
You know what's even crazier?
And we're going to air it. We're going to air it here live at 2 p.m. Jim Crane is speaking on this. Now, he can't be like we didn't do this. Like A.J. Hinch said when all these allegations came up, he called it a joke. No, Jim Crane has to stand there and say, we're taking the punishment. We know what we did. We know what they found. He can't be, because it could get worse for him. But back to your point, and that's how this started.
And if you're just tuning in, A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luna have been suspended for the entire season for the Houston Astros. $5 million, and they lost some draft picks.
Two draft picks in 2020.
For cheating during their World Series run of 2017.
First and second rounder this year, first and second rounder next year. It's devastating for the organization. But back to what you were talking about, 95% of the people can't be wrong. That's about the percentage, if we had to put a number on it, of people who are just out on Bill O'Brien. And you're right, they can't be wrong. It depends on if Cal McNair is still in that 5%. You know, if Cal McNair is still in that 5% that says he's my guy.
I just don't see
I believe
how.
Him. I believe him when he says we're making progress and we're headed in the right direction. I talk with him regularly. I know that he's got a plan for Deshaun Watson. I'm confident in him. It makes me sick to even say these words, but I'm just saying that's what, if Cal McNair still believes that, then he's still going to be around.
I'm telling you, I'm starting to think he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You can read between the lines. You can sit here and wonder what the hell I'm saying. I don't think Cal McNair feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I 100% do not think that Cal McNair feels that way.
Well, what made you say that? Because, I mean, John McClain flat out says, no matter what you think, just Bill O'Brien will not be fired.
Take it for what it's worth. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a coin toss. I think there's a chance that a bomb is dropped in the next couple days.
Hmm.
And we're speculating about potentially some huge changes. The change that a lot of people have called in and talked about, I don't think it's off the table.
Well, now you're just giving people
because
hope.
Let me tell you this, John. You sit there and you say, well, we haven't heard from Cal McNair.
Well, we haven't. Apparently
does that necessarily, what does that tell you? Does that mean that he's just in hiding? Or does that mean that, I mean, because Cal McNair could easily come out and give Bill O'Brien a vote of confidence right now. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even met.
No.
They haven't even met.
Let me read a little bit of the report that's starting to come out on the Houston Astros.
Let's read that on the back end. The Astros, my gosh, it is Reaction Monday. The Texans, they break
our
hearts yesterday.
This is damning evidence.
However, the Houston Astros, they say, hold my beer. A.J. Hinch, Jeff Luno suspended for the entire season next year, lost draft picks, lost money, and a diminished 2017 World Series championship run for the Houston Astros.
No doubt.
Reaction Monday continues next in the lovely city of H-Town.
It's a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, Texans wet the bed yesterday. 24-0 lead, end up losing 51-31. First team in NFL history to be 20 points up in the playoffs and end up losing by 20. That was bad enough. Also, when you sprinkle in that they would have hosted the AFC Championship, makes it even worse. And now, breaking news that the Houston Astros, I mean, to say they got punished is an understatement. A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luno suspended for the season. lost draft picks, $5 million fine, and the evidence is continuing to emerge. The OG has a piece of evidence that he says is damning towards the 2017 Houston Astros. Don't oversell it, OG.
This is a part of the investigation. I will just read it verbatim. And before I do, the Astros, this is what you need to know. The Astros were conspiring to cheat throughout the 2017 season. Here's what it says. Approximately 2 months into the 2017 season, a group of players, including Carlos Beltran, discussed that the team could improve on decoding opposing teams' signs and communicating the signs to the batter. Alex Cora arranged for a video room technician to install a monitor displaying the center field camera feed immediately outside of the Astros' dugout. The center field camera was primarily used for player development purposes and was allowed under MLB rules at the time when used for that purpose. Witnesses have provided largely consistent accounts of how the monitor was utilized. One or more players watched the live feed of the center field camera on the monitor, and after decoding the sign, a player would bang a nearby trash can with a bat to communicate the upcoming pitch type to the batter. Witnesses explained that they initially experimented with communicating sign information by clapping, whistling, or yelling, but that they eventually determined that the banging of a trash can was the preferred method for communication. Players occasionally also used a massage gun to bang the trash can. Generally, one or two bangs corresponded to certain off-speed pitches, while no bang corresponded to a fastball. Witnesses consistently describe this new scheme as player-driven, and with the exception of Cora, non-player staff, including individuals in the video replay room, had no involvement in the banging scheme. However, witnesses made very clear that everyone proximate to the Astros dugout presumptively heard or saw the banging. In addition to players using the monitor installed near the dugout to decode signs, employees in the Astros replay review room continued to decode sign sequences using the monitors in the room and communicate those sequences to the dugout for use when a runner was on second base. Both methods of sign stealing were used by the team in parallel throughout their 2017 season. So what this says, Landry, basically they were decoding. They were trying to decode opposing team signs using video surveillance, the cameras out there. And not only were they decoding signs, they were decoding signs as the game went on because opposing teams got onto the Astros and were changing their signs consistently. So they had Astros employees basically trying to work like the CIA, you know, trying to figure this all out, these sequences and these signs as the games were going on from game to game and before the game. And then it was the funny thing about this that is interesting to me. It was a player or players. So everybody in the clubhouse had to have been involved because a player or players would go out there and they were the ones banging the trash can, et cetera.
And Alex Cora, now the manager of the Red Sox, according to Bob Nightingale, he's going to be suspended as well. So you're going to have other guys suspended. Don't know if Carlos Beltran's going to be suspended. He was a big part of it. He's the manager for the Mets now. But the Astros will be without A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhno. It looks like Alex Cora is going to get suspended as well. So, I mean, when it rains, it pours here in Houston. I mean, that's just the bottom line. The Texans let you down, and then this happens to the Houston Astros. But I'll tell you what, it was worth it for the Astros. Like, I'm not going to sit here and question the cheating, but it was worth it. You won a World Series. And we can sit there and we can talk about minimizing it and all that.
It'll be minimized.
They won the World Series.
They did.
To me, I don't care. The Astros rallied the city after Hurricane Harvey. They won the World Series, and they provided people of Houston with a lot of memories. So it could be minimized nationally, but to me, if this helped you win a World Series, it was worth it. I'll let the manager sit out. I'll let Jeff Luhno have a vacation.
I agree with that.
It was worth it.
I don't agree with that because there is no doubt that no one is going to look at this World Series like any other World Series champion. I mean, zero doubt.
I don't care.
Oh, I mean, that's fine if that's what you feel. I'm not going to tell you what to feel. All I'm saying is in terms of, hey, the Astros won the 2017 World Series. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. Remember what happened? They were stealing signs. They had coordinated effort in the clubhouse. This is a tainted World Series championship. Now, here's the other thing.
I'm okay with it.
They mentioned Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran by name on purpose because those guys are managers now. You know, those guys are going to be fined as well, if not suspended.
713-572-4610 to get in. Reaction Monday continues. Little sprinkle from the Houston Astros. Did not anticipate this bomb, but we'll just keep it going here on Sports Radio 610. But reset what you said to start the show about Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans.
This is my big takeaway. I haven't even calmed down all 4 hours here because it bothers me so much. The story of yesterday's game, and there's a lot of different levels, a lot of different angles, but the story of the game is you cannot get there with Bill O'Brien. You can't get there from here. You've tried. You've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried for a sixth time. That was six tries. You've never done any better than you did yesterday. You've done worse, but you've never done any better. You have a head coach who did it again today, by the way, bragging about division titles. You know, talking about, hey, we've won four division titles. I don't give two bleeps about division titles. I could care less. Division titles are for losers. They help you get to the postseason. They maybe give you a little home field.
Titans didn't win the division. You think they're upset about it right now?
Yeah, I don't think they mind at all.
Colts didn't last year.
And here's the other thing. The reason I say you can't get there from here with Bill O'Brien is you're making the exact same mistakes. As bad, too. Yesterday, Bill O'Brien choked. I hate to use, you know, these kind of flashpoint words, but they're appropriate sometimes. He choked in the biggest moments of the game yesterday. Flat out. I mean, we've talked about them. You know what they are. You've lost fans. You say 95% of the fans are probably out on him and they can't be wrong. I think you're right. I think it's 90-95% of the fans who watch this team on a regular basis are out on Bill O'Brien. The next thing you're going to lose is the locker room. There's going to be players, if they're not already, that they're not going public with it, but they're not already like, man, this guy. I don't know what we can go. You can't get there with him. Can't get there from here.
713-572-4610. Reaction Monday with the OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig. Astros given one of the biggest punishments in MLB history. Bill O'Brien, what's the bed yesterday for the Texans? Let's go to Carlos. Carlos, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Man, I don't know which one to lick here, man. Jesus. okay, so I'm looking at the narrative different. As any business, who do you look at? The business owner. Let's talk about Cal, the son. He inherited the business. Does he have the guts to make the move? Is he going to get himself uncomfortable by firing Bill O'Brien? But I don't think he is because, come on, he didn't even get a GM. He's making everything easy for himself. So, you know.
Couldn't he be a hero, though?
I would say he tried. I would say he tried. Like, Cal tried to get a GM. Like, look, this handing Bill O'Brien the power, Cal tried to bring in a GM. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's not mistake that. This is the first time that he's had to make this decision. You weren't going to fire Bill O'Brien after last season. So I would tap the brakes on assuming what Cal McNair's mindset is because he's never been in this situation. I'm just going to caution people. Bill O'Brien hasn't met with Cal McNair yet. Cal McNair's a smart guy. Like, he knows he has a pulse of the organization. I'll say that. He listens. Mm-hmm. He listens to the radio. I think he mingles with the fans a little bit. Let's tap the brakes. Let's wait at least a couple days before we assume that Cal McNair is or isn't going to do anything.
And here's the other part. You know, who's to say that Cal McNair won't be a hero at this point?
If he fired Bill O'Brien, he'd be the most popular guy in town right now.
I think it's gotten to the point.
He would be the most popular guy in town right now.
Normally, it's an uncomfortable moment for the ownership with someone that and I'm sure he likes Bill O'Brien as a person. You know, he was pretty tight with Rick Smith, but, you know, it's an uncomfortable thing when you part ways with a head coach in any professional sport. Normally, it's uncomfortable and it makes you look kind of bad, like you lost. You know what I mean? I think in this case, and look, nobody here is predicting it. You've said that you wouldn't be surprised. You have this gut feeling that maybe, you know, it has gotten.
Is it a gut feeling?
That it has gotten to that point. I'm not there yet, basically, because I believe John McClain. And as much as I think that there is a change that needs to be
done.
What? I believe John McClain.
Okay.
He's around that team all the time. I think, as I just said, this is as high as you can get. This is the ceiling with Bill O'Brien. So maybe you need to change. But I don't think that's going. I don't think they're going to do it. But here's the point. I think it's to the point in terms of public narrative, public perception. Cal McNair would be a hero in this town. He would be a hero in this town if he went out there and got. Let's say he got Josh McDaniels and Nick Caserio to replace Bill O'Brien.
College teammates.
Yeah. I think people in this town, the hype for the 2020 season would be off the charts.
Sometimes you got to make bold decisions.
Yeah.
And you got to realize it's not good enough. Like Tim Tebow won a playoff game in Denver. You know what they did? They upgraded with Peyton Manning the next year.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans won a playoff game 2 years ago with Mike Mularkey. You know what they did? They fired him afterwards, shortly after, and they hired Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to make the tough decision to take that next step.
Right.
Like treading water is not good enough. And honestly, I think and I do think it all comes together here. If the Ravens had beaten the Titans, and we're looking at this loss and we're saying, all right, well, it's not like the Texans were going to go to Baltimore and win anyways. They lost 41-7 earlier this year. So yeah, it sucks, but, you know, it happens. But when you see a coach in your division, Mike Vrabel, who was in your building, by the way, a few years ago, take a undermanned Tennessee team on the road to Baltimore, pull off that upset, go somewhere where you've never gone as an organization, and for the third time in 6 years, a team from the AFC South goes to the conference championship. That right there is where it becomes even more of a tough pill to swallow. It's just a perfect storm of slop here on Reaction Monday.
I've got more on the statement from Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball Commissioner, and the involvement that Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch directly had.
Oh, no. When it rains, it pours. The latest on the Texans heading into the offseason and the latest on the Astros heading into a season in which they're going to have to endure one of the steepest punishments MLB has ever handed out. A very, very, very emotional Reaction Monday continues next.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Reaction Monday presented by Coors Light on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
Texans lose 51-31 yesterday. The season is over. Progress not made. Season of failure, in my opinion. Titans in the AFC Championship, meaning that all three teams outside of Houston in this division have made the conference championship since Bill O'Brien has been hired. That's bad enough in regards to news in Houston sports on Reaction Monday, but now the news comes down. The Houston Astros are going to be without A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow for the next season. Also fined $5 million, and they're losing an array of draft picks. And John Lopez has more details on what A.J. Hinch or Jeff Luhnow may have or may not have known about this cheating scandal.
All right, here's from the Major League Baseball report. Quote, most of the position players on the 2017 team either received sign information from the banging scheme or participated in the scheme by helping to decode signs or bang on the trash can. Although Jeff Luhnow denies having any awareness that his replay review room staff was decoding and transmitting signs, there is both documentary and testimonial evidence that indicates Luhnow had knowledge of those efforts, but he did not give it much attention. It is very clear the culture of the baseball operations department, manifesting itself in the way its employees were treated, its relations with other clubs, and its relations with the media and external stakeholders, has been very problematic. Hinch attempted to signal his disapproval of the scheme by physically damaging the monitor on two occasions, necessitating its replacement. Although I appreciate Hinch's remorsefulness, I must hold him accountable for the conduct of his team. What he's saying is, yeah, you knew. You had to do more than just that. And if you didn't know in terms of Jeff Luhnow, you should have known. So Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch are suspended for the entire season in 2020. First and second round draft picks in 2020 and 21. And, of course, $5 million fine for Jim Crane. Jim Crane will be joining us. Well, we'll be speaking on our airwaves. He's going to have a statement at 2 p.m. and it'll be aired right here.
And by the way, it was confirmed in the commissioner's statement as well that it was used in the postseason.
Yes.
So a lot of times when people were being defending this cheating scandal, you said, well, they didn't do it in the postseason. Well, they did, and that's what the commissioner found out. And now A.J. Hinch is going to get a year long vacation, as is Jeff Luhnow. And you care about this? I don't give a damn. People outside of Houston are going to minimize the Astros World Series run. I'm not doing that. I don't care. If, as a matter of fact, if this helped you win a World Series, it was worth it. if this helped you, if this helped you win a World Series, if this scandal gave you enough of an edge to where you were able to win a World Series, good. It was worth it. Suspension worth it. $5 million worth it. I'm fine with it. I have no issue with it.
And
if that's
you can
the
be
case.
Fine with it. I'm just telling you right now that for eternity, this Houston Astros World Series is going to be downplayed and criticized because it was gained directly from the MLB's mouth. It was gained by means that were illegal, and it was a conspiracy. It was using people in the video room, players, organizing players, decoding signs in game, not just before games and in scouting, but as they changed signs during the course of the game, decoding that. You can believe what you want, and that's fine. I'm not going to pass judgment on you. You say you have no issue with it. That's cool. All I'm saying is the majority of people around baseball for eternity are going to consider this a tainted championship.
First of all, I want to give them credit for how precise this plan was. I mean, you know how many layers had to go into this. Like, it's incredibly impressive what the Astros pulled off, but also for so many people to know and for it to be going on.
How about the secret they kept?
The way that I would describe it is intelligently idiotic. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Like, it took a lot of effort to put this together, but with how many people knew, with how people change organizations and with all that kind of stuff, it's intelligently idiotic to me. And I don't know where you go from here. I mean, we don't even know who's going to manage the team now. We thought the Astros, we were throwing out the D word. We were talking dynasty and all that stuff. I don't know if this is the end of the Astros because no players have been suspended. But eventually, this is going to add up. And A.J. Hinch is going to be sitting there. And then he's going to have to come back with his tail between his legs. It's just a really, really rough situation. And you just go back to when the Astros won the ALCS. Jose Altuve hits the walk-off home run, and we're about as high as we can be. We think we're going to see a second World Series in 3 years, and then I'll be damned if this cheating stuff doesn't come out. Brandon Todman gets in trouble for mouthing off and ends up getting fired. Jeff Luhnow's right-hand man, and now all of a sudden we're sitting here months later, and we're talking about the Astros being without Jeff Luhnow and without A.J. Hinch, the two catalysts to giving us the best run in Astros history, maybe one of the best runs in the history of Houston sports. It's just a tough pill to swallow, but there is one person extremely happy about this. Bill O'Brien's got to be thrilled.
He's thrilled.
I mean, my goodness, Bill O'Brien has got to be the happiest guy in the world right now because this news right here, it takes a back. I mean, the Bill O'Brien kind of takes a back seat. Stand by on that though, because I think that they will make some sort of changes.
Oh, it doesn't change anything in the building.
It doesn't change anything there, but it's just a bomb among many bombs that have been dropped today on Reaction Monday. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I know you feel different about the World Series run. I'm fine with it. I still have that moment, and I really don't care what the national media types have to say about a World Series run. Baseball's a game of cheating. Like, that's the thing. Like, baseball is a game of cheating. Baseball,
gamesmanship
baseball,
type
baseball
cheating.
Baseball is a cheating game. So you cheated, you won a World Series. That's
well, the
fine.
Other
I'm
part about this,
it.
Look, it's more gamesmanship than the organization of this and the breadth of it, breadth with a D, is what got the Astros these really, really stiff fines and suspensions. Look, that. I've said it multiple times. It's one thing to, you know, to steal a sign in the course of a game because the catcher's making a mistake. But when you do this and you're decoding signals and making people in your organization do this, which, by the way, is another thing that really makes Jeff Luhnow look bad. I think the person who looks worse here is Jeff Luhnow. Obviously, Cora and Beltran, but I think Jeff Luhnow, because he knew about it, people in his department were bringing in monitors and computers and sending the feed, which takes a lot of effort to make sure you can get the feed from that you use normally for scouting into the dugout and all this other stuff, and then making personnel, your underlings, you know, do these things and decode signs. That's what got them in trouble. That's what got them in trouble.
Yeah, and that's the pill you got to swallow now. Yeah. And A.J. Hinch has got to take it on the chin. Jeff Luhnow's got to take it on the chin. And then we'll see what happens with the Astros. I mean, the bottom line is, though, the Astros still have one of the best lineups in baseball. So we can sit here and we can act like it's doom and gloom, but the Astros still have a very talented team. They're going to be competing with a playoff spot. And I don't think the approval rating of the Astros is going to decline because of this. The Astros have captivated
the
city. The Astros have provided us with some of the best memories we've had in recent memory. And as far as the approval rating goes, the approval rating of the team right there on Kirby with Bill O'Brien and stuff is much lower than what happened to the Astros, cheating or not. That's 100%.
The bottom line.
It's not even close. So yeah. I don't think people are going to sit here and all of a sudden change on the turn on the Astros. I just think that it's going to be a tough pill to swallow. How do you enforce? I think Jared Sandler, who works for the Rangers, of course, Rangers fans are having a thrill ride right now. They got to be enjoying the hell out of themselves. But how do you enforce Jeff Luhnow not communicating with the Astros? How exactly does that get enforced? How do you get a GM not to communicate if he's suspended for a year?
I think there is a way. The way they've done it in the past is, unless he's using burner phones and stuff like that, you know, they would maybe monitor every month the calls that he's made to players and or the organization, et cetera. No, you can enforce some of that. Plus, are you really going to risk that? If you're Jeff Luhnow or AJ Hinch, are you really, during a 1 year suspension, you're going to risk that and all of a sudden maybe create a lifetime suspension, you know, or 10 years or 5 years or whatever it is? It's not worth it. I think it can be enforced. I do.
So just caller ID? Is it that simple? He just
no,
can't
it's
make
not
a
that
call?
Simple. They can come. They can say, "Hey, we need to see your phone records as part of this agreement. Do it in advance, you know, every month or at the end of the 6 months or whatever it is." They can do it.
713-572-4610. Reaction Monday. Texans lose and the Astros. They've been busted cheating. It's a cheating scandal of all cheating scandals. We didn't know what was going to come of it, but perhaps the steepest punishment in the history of MLB now. AJ Hinch suspended for the season. Jeff Luhnow suspended for the season. $5 million fine and a loss of draft picks. So you talk about the Rockets championships and, well, Jordan won full strength and Jordan won there. Now all of a sudden, whenever people talk about the Astros championship, there's going to be that yeah, but. The one championship that we had in this city that didn't have that yeah, but mm-hmm. now has a yeah, but. And that doesn't bother me, but it doesn't bother you, John.
I mean, it bothers me that it's going to affect how people view the championship. That's what bothers me the most. It's like you talk about why Houston can't have nice things. You had what all by all accounts was a real well-earned World Series championship that, you know, a bunch of good guys, likable guys, brought to this city. And now that's got a big cloak over it, you know, a big taint, cloak, cloud, whatever you want to call it.
And now when the Astros go, you know, when they go on the road, the Astros are now villains. I mean, fair
oh,
or not.
Can
the
you
Astros,
imagine
I mean, the Astros,
the heckling?
The heckling is going to be next level.
The sign. How many fans are going to bring garbage cans, you know, to?
I don't know if those will get through security, but if they can, they're going to be there. And it's now, you're now in a situation where one of the most likable teams that we've seen in this city in a long time is just worldwide hated. It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. But it's the card that they've been dealt, and they got to roll out. And, again, it's not like this team is not one of the more talented teams in the American League. So as much as the Yankees have improved and everything, the Astros are still going to be a fun baseball team to watch. We're still going to cover them like we always have. And we're going to let you hear from Jim Crane as well. To start off the Clint Sterner and Wade. So you're going to hear from Jim Crane about these suspensions momentarily here on Sports Radio 610. So keep it locked on Reaction Monday.
Well, and also, you know, you talk about how it sucks because the championship is going to be remembered that way so much. I think it's going to be – it's also a message for the rest of baseball, and they made that very clear in Manfred's statement that, you know, that Cora – is not off the hook by any stretch, and the Red Sox are not off the hook by any stretch here. This is going to go deep, and they're just trying to keep it from ever happening again.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Reaction Monday continuing. Hell of a curveball by the Houston Astros, to say the very least. Jim Crane is going to speak momentarily. You'll hear that. But again, AJ Hinch, if you're just tuning in, and Jeff Luhnow suspended for 1 year for the Astros cheating during their 2017 World Series run. They were cheating in the playoffs, too. It wasn't just the regular season. So the Astros cheating did not stop in the postseason. Alex Cora, now with the Red Sox, he's also going to face a suspension, according to Bob Nightingale. So biggest cheating scandal sprinkled into all the stuff we got going on with the Texans. And, oh, by the way, Bill O'Brien still got to meet with Cal McNair. So let's find out what happens there
minimum,
and what the takeaways are there.
At minimum, don't you think Cal McNair has to say something now? He hadn't really spoken all year long. He created that statement. You know, he had that one statement, and that's about it. But it was read, and that's all there was about Brian Gain and such. But really, nothing ever since then.
Stay tuned.
At minimum, doesn't he have to at least do that?
Stay tuned.
All right.
Stay tuned.
I feel like you might know more than you're letting
on. Don't make assumptions on what Cal McNair's mindset is. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned throughout the week.
Okay.
713-572-4610. Let's go to Richard. Richard, you're on Reaction Monday. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Really love your show and your perspectives. I'm a coach myself, so I'm very stung, of course, because I'm an Astros fan. But I am surprised on two levels. As an observer of Major League sport, I've never had faith in Major League Baseball that they had any integrity whatsoever. So for them to toe the line and render this kind of a punishment, frankly, impresses me, especially when you consider NFL, who sort of passes over performance-enhancing drug issues. They pass over Deflategate and other cheating scandals. They sweep everything under the rug. So I'm kind of stunned that Major League Baseball manned up on this. And, you know, in a way, good for them. And also, it doesn't surprise me in this way. I kind of like Hinch's small stand he made. He appears to be a man of integrity. But I have never had faith in the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, when you think about their hacking, Luno from that culture. So, you know, nothing surprises me when it comes to the Cardinals, and those are my comments. Thanks for letting
me. That's a really good call. That's a great call. Remember, the Cardinals were the ones that got in trouble for infiltrating the Astros, their web and their passcodes and such. And no, that's a really good call. I agree with you, and I also agree with you. You know, it hurts, but I feel Major League Baseball is like, all right, guys, we can't have this anymore, and they're making a statement.
I mean, and what is AJ going to say now? Because AJ was kind of broad.
AJ actually looks mostly good in this,
based on the report. But I mean, and Jeff Luno now. Jeff Luno, what is he going to look like now? How much is his reputation taking a hit with his right hand guy? Him having to fire his right hand guy, and then this.
Luno looks awful here. AJ Hinch looks more like it was a crime of. I know it wasn't a literal crime. I'm just using an example. It was a crime of loyalty to. He wasn't going to flip on his guys. You know what I mean? He wasn't going to rat. And so AJ Hinch knew about it, refused to rat on his players, but made it clear that he didn't like it. And so he's suspended for a year. Luno almost, and we'll have to dig into more of the report, but Luno looks like the mob boss, you know, that kind of organizes it with a wink. And never really says the words, so you don't have to, you don't have any evidence directly connecting him. But it was his guys that were doing this. It was his department. It was impossible for him not to know. You walk by those monitors and those computers every day, so he was kind of like, you know, the mob boss that wants to put a hit out on somebody and says, "Hey, what do you think about so and so in Miami? Can you go down there and take care of a problem?" You know, he never really said to whack the dude, but you know what the message is. Luno looks awful. AJ Hinch looks like he was just loyal and didn't want to be a rat.
24 hours ago, Texans were up 24-0 on the Kansas City Chiefs. Start of the second quarter. 24 hours, a little more than 24 hours ago, and it looked like the Texans were going to be hosting an AFC championship for the first time ever. Looked like they were going to get over that hump, and they were going to be hosting the old Oilers while doing so. Well, I'll be damned if the Texans don't blow a 24-point lead. They become the first team in postseason history to have a 20-point lead and lose by 20, and we're talking about the Houston Texans meltdown. And now, sprinkle in a little bit of Astros cheating scandal.
You're gonna Life comes at you
AJ
fast,
Hinch
man.
And Jeff Luno. I mean,
like you said, about 24 hours ago, we're sitting there, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. Everybody's happy.
I'll be damned.
Not even thinking about the Astros. Who cares? And all of a sudden, 24 hours later, it's like,
man,
Bill O'Brien is Bill O'Brien still, and the Astros are in for a rude awakening.
Bill O'Brien going to meet with Cal McNair today. Stay tuned.
I need to
stay tuned.
I need to know more from why you're saying these things.
Stay tuned. We're going to hear from Jim Crane in about 7 minutes. Stay tuned for that. Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, going to hold it down. Figgy Fig, thanks for being the best in the world at what you do. OG John Lopez, I'm Landry Locker. John McClain joins the show tomorrow. We'll continue to react to the Texans trying to take that next step. We'll also react to the Astros getting a hammer dropped on them by MLB. This has been In the Loop. Clint and Wade are next.
Pathetic with a capital B.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.